Leaders.
Asset managers and banks. Capital control. If index funds want to continue being treated as passive shareholders, they should act like them.
Few levers of economic power are as mighty as the ability to determine which firms, industries, and individuals have access to capital. Authoritarians wield control of banks to tighten their political grip. John Pierpont Morgan used his influence to dominate the rail and steel industries. Might asset managers such as BlackRock and Vanguard join this formidable club by gaining dangerous levels of control over America's banks? That is the worry of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, a banking regulator. Asset managers have acquired large stakes in many American banks through index funds, exchange-traded funds, and other mass-market investment vehicles. The FDIC has proposed new rules on what they must do when these stakes become very large. BlackRock complains that the rules would undermine asset managers' ability to operate index funds. Both sides have a point. As fund managers grow, it is reasonable for regulators to scrutinize their influence. But the FDIC's actions needlessly put at risk the operation of one of the investment industry's most important innovations. Rules already exist that require investors to tell regulators 60 days before they intend to buy a stake of 10% or more in a bank, giving time to block the purchase if that is deemed necessary. But large asset managers such as BlackRock and Vanguard have passivity agreements with regulators, which exempt them from much of this monitoring and disclosure so long as they agree to behave like passive investors, by, for instance, not pursuing board seats. The FDIC feels these rules are insufficient. In part, its stance reflects the griping of the left. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street oversee some $25 trillion in assets, and their rapid growth has fueled antitrust concerns. But it also reflects concerns on the right, not least over the past missives of Larry Fink, BlackRock's boss, championing environmental, social, and governance ESG investing. The shareholders' most powerful tool is unavailable to index fund managers because they cannot threaten to sell their stakes. But they do vote their shares. The FDIC's solution is misguided. It wants to force index fund managers to join other investors in having to disclose, and secure approval for, any potential purchase that raises their stake to 10% in a bank regulated by the FDIC. This will be required well ahead of the transaction, and reportedly be required again if a stake falls below the 10% threshold and may potentially rise back above it, even though this may happen a lot as index funds rebalance. This is not a theoretical case. Big asset managers own roughly 10% or more of dozens of banks. The plan is a recipe for chaos. As money flowed in, index funds would need approval to buy the bank shares required to replicate an index. That would hamper index tracking and diversification. Index funds are popular for a reason. They offer a cheap, diversified way to invest in stocks. Millions of Americans would suffer if they functioned less well. And if funds decided it was not worth the hassle to keep banks in their indices, lenders' cost of capital would rise, increasing the cost of credit. The FDIC's proposal implies that it no longer thinks passive investors can be passive at all. If so, there are less harmful ways to regulate them. If voting power seems excessive, regulators can restrict index funds' ability to use it. For roughly half its indexed assets under management, BlackRock has made it possible for the ultimate customer to vote the shares the fund holds for them. Asset managers could be required to extend this option to more of their clients. If the concern is that index managers too often meet chief executives, contact could be restricted. Rather than assuming that asset managers cannot be passive, regulators should make them so.